Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out always goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget about our over-the-road truckers that are out there working real hard now, because they got to bring a lot of extra stuff down into Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama in lieu of the flooding and the hurricane that just went through there, Ida. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler, the same way. And we're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, joining us right now from California, it's the professor of politics himself, and that would be Kyle Warren.
There they are.
Yeah, there they are. And there they go. 81 degrees on the porch. It's a nice night tonight. It's mostly cloudy. However, it's humid out tonight. It's 81 degrees and humid. So we got the humidity back, as I like to call it. Humidity. All right, are you ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, yesterday afternoon, President Joe Biden gave a speech. I'm not sure what exactly he was trying to do, but he certainly confused a whole bunch of people, contradicted himself several times, said the buck stops here, and then turned around and blamed Donald Trump all over again. And, oh, by the way, the one big thing I did pick up was he said 90% of the Americans who wanted to leave Afghanistan were able to leave. So that means we left 10% behind?
I guess so. You know, Captain, it's just really hard to get a radar fix on President Biden, especially with his speech yesterday. As you said, he turned around again to blame Trump, but also seemed to try to make the case that somehow we're all out here thinking that we just wanted the war to go on, and we wanted him to pour more troops in, and we wanted to keep this thing going forever. Well, that wasn't the point at all.
Nope.
Again, he's trying to do this to deflect from the terrible tragedies that have occurred as a result of the mismanagement of the removal of the American troops
by his administration.
Exactly right. And of course, the 13 service people who were brutally murdered by the terrorist attack. You know, he can't get around that, Captain. And no matter how much he uses his mad voice or his, you know, he thinks he's being very strong, that everybody sees through that. We don't buy it.
No, we don't. And the Democrats are pulling at straws, because those of us that are attacking Joe Biden are now getting attacked by the Democrats and getting threatened. And I got a couple of threats today, but guess what? Bring it on.
Well,
bring it on.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Because you have no idea what happens on the other end, because every time you threaten yours truly, it goes right straight into a source, and that source turns around, and you might get a little knock on your door that you hadn't expected.
That's right.
They actually knocked on a guy's car door who made a threat at me, because they found out where he was and the cell phone he was doing his threats from.
Well, exactly
surprise,
right.
Surprise, surprise.
No kidding, no kidding.
Yep.
But I'll tell you, Captain, the administration has nothing left
nope.
to say other than to try to blame us for
right.
something or
right.
blame Donald Trump.
Right. And then, of course, the Democrats, the operatives, political operatives, because we're going after them, they turn around, they try to go after us, just like General Flynn. Chase Bank closed his accounts for whatever reason they closed his accounts. And then he challenged that. I guess maybe an attorney got involved in that. And all of a sudden, the very next day, we hear, well, we made a mistake. We made a mistake. Your money's back in the bank, and you're okay.
Exactly. So I'm glad that he was able to get that rectified.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is the Taliban yesterday had a big parade. They were going around. They were showing some of their bad guys in some of our uniforms. You saw that, right?
Oh, yes.
Uniforms and the weapons and this, that, and the other, showing that off and showing off some of the aircraft and whatnot that they had on the ground that they can't fly. But
nope.
They were showing it off that, look what we got. And the new trucks that they had and the MRAPs and the 4x4s and all that stuff. But they also did something else. They marched around in Kabul as well as in Kandahar with parades, with people with coffins, with British flags, Canadian flags, German flags, other flags from NATO countries, as well as the United States, and holding mock funerals for America and the West.
Well, and that's obviously for local consumption or
yep.
consumption within the, I guess, the terrorist world, I guess, something
yep,
like that.
Yeah, that too.
No.
And then, of course, the Pentagon spokesman, Admiral Kirby, retired Admiral Kirby, downplayed leaving Americans stranded in Afghanistan. He said, we have Americans that get stranded in countries all the time. Really? Several thousand? Like this bunch? I don't think so.
Yeah, you know, I was really mystified at what he's talking about with that, Captain. I mean, is that like I lost my passport, so I got stranded for a bit, so they helped me get a passport. I mean, we don't have these kinds of situations. We've never had a situation like this
no.
in Afghanistan that we're seeing. So why he tried to sort of say, well, it's kind of a normal thing, that was really spectacular.
Yeah, hold that thought. I hear the music coming up here. Okay, folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And, of course, if you want to opine, the phone number is 877-969-8600. You're more than welcome to give us a call. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for a specialist to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor. Had a chance to help somebody out yesterday with some Relief Factor. I'll tell you all about that in a minute. But it's been 6 years now since I started taking Relief Factor twice a day. And the truth of the matter is that I couldn't get by without it because I was having to take Mobic and Flexeril for the condition that I've got. And I had to take it. There was no ifs, ands, or buts about it because of the swelling, the inflammation, and the pain that I was in with my left foot and ankle and leg. And consequently, it was narcotics, and I didn't want to do it anymore. I just didn't want to take narcotics. So I found Relief Factor, and thank God I did. It's 100% drug-free, number one. It's all healthy ingredients that are in the product that help your body out anyway. All natural, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that help support the body's natural response to inflammation. It lowers and eliminates pain associated with whatever the problem is you've got going on by going right straight to the source of the pain. And it's unbelievable the way it does that. And also, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. Now, you can get started for $19.95 and a 3-week quick start. And all you got to do is go to the website relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go to that website, click on the link, it'll walk you right through whatever you need to do. There's a tutorial there, there's a video there, and they've also got other health products they sell. You can see something there you might want to grab besides the Relief Factor, but the Relief Factor itself, $19.95 on a three-week quick start. Just go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, that's relieffactor.com/captain. All right, back to Kyle Ward, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, I love that when I am able to help somebody and they come up to me and they tell me I just ordered my Relief Factor and I've been taking it now for a couple of weeks and I'm out of pain.
That is really incredible. These stories, they just keep coming, and they're great stories about people getting out of pain.
And these are people walking right up to me telling me about it.
Yeah, exactly.
So there you go. Now, the British foreign minister fired back over the accusation that a critical gate at the Kabul airport was left open for the UK personnel, when in fact it wasn't. They welded shut all of the gates but one.
Yes, exactly right. Yes, he was very emphatic. I think that's Dominic Raab from Britain, says it's just not true to suggest that the UK had pushed to keep that Kabul gate open. And so you're right, they did weld it shut.
And when they did that and eliminated it to where you had one way in and one way out, it was like shooting fish in a barrel, which is how come that suicide bomber, or bombers as the case may be, I'm still not sure it was one bomb that went off because of the destruction and the amount of death.
You know, it is a lot, and I think they did come out and say, at least after the initial reports, that it was a single bomber, but you're right, just to see all that horrible video of the number of people that were just murdered and killed at that same time is just...
Well, if you watch the video, and I watched it again yesterday, there's a secondary explosion.
Right.
Okay, after the first one, about maybe 10, 15 seconds later... there's a secondary explosion that tells me there was another bomber there.
Well, it could very, very well be. Exactly.
Or somebody had another bomb that they dropped off on the way up or something.
Right. And we also know that at the same time there were other militants, terrorists, who opened fire with rifles at that point, or small arms.
Yeah.
And so, again, there was a coordinated, complex attack.
Now, Joe Biden is not a very popular man these days. The grieving families of the 13 service members that were killed in that terror attack have said, we don't want you to come to our son or daughter's funerals, number one. But then yesterday, the 9/11 survivors chimed in and told Joe Biden they didn't want to see him there either.
Well, yes, and who can blame them at this point, Captain?
He turned his back on his country.
He did.
They don't want to see him.
Yeah, and quite frankly, I think they were trying to create this sort of jewel of the Biden presidency where he could make this amazing speech on 9/11 that the war was over, et cetera, et cetera. And I think they were singularly fixated on that kind of thing, and we saw and we've seen exactly what the results of that kind
of
thing is.
If he shows up at Ground Zero to give that amazing speech you're talking about, because, of course, it's a Democratic-run city, and they probably are going to invite him anyway, and, of course, he'll be stupid enough to take it, I don't be surprised if you don't see some of the 9/11, if not all of the 9/11 survivor families, turn their back on him.
Yeah, that would be very, very dramatic. This hits home. And, you know, Captain, I think it's hitting home as well to Americans that remember very vividly the events of 9/11 20 years ago. There's something going on in the country where people are very upset with the way Joe Biden has handled this whole thing.
Yep.
And it goes beyond Republican, Democrat.
Yeah, well, I literally taste it every day when I wake up. It's in my mouth. It's in my stomach. I taste the World Trade Center every day, and I have to take stuff for that because it's part of the problem that I have, with what I got going on. But anyway, and there's a lot of people know what I'm talking about when I said that. Now, emotions are obviously raw right now amongst the 13 surviving, or the families, rather, the survivors of the young men and women that died. And that one woman, she says, I hope you burn in hell. She hollered at him, I hope you burn in hell. That was my brother.
Well, we can't even comprehend, Captain, what these families are going through. But I think that we do understand that they are asking some very good questions.
Yeah.
In their grief and in our dismay at what we've seen happen and our own grief and mourning. Because why did we only have this little part of this where the airport was? Why did they just give Kabul over to the Taliban? Why wasn't there something else there to protect Americans? And to cap it all off, Captain, why was Joe Biden willing to trust the Taliban to provide security for American fighting men and women? That is unconscionable.
Unforgivable.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, but whoever told him about that one was nuts.
No kidding.
If that was Jake Sullivan with his new way of doing things, he needs to be fired. Of course, he does anyway. Him, Milley, Austin, the whole bunch of them.
The fact that we're not seeing heads roll on a regular basis here at this point is just also just completely unbelievable. The fact that they're trying to stand behind this notion of we couldn't have done anything different, it's all good, you know, it was going to be chaotic. And then, of course, Joe Biden said he was going to stay in Afghanistan until he got all the Americans out. I wish they would have put a disclaimer on that interview with George Stephanopoulos, where they would have said, Joe Biden is not authorized to tell you this, because he's obvious something, you know, whatever the heck is going on, it's just crazy.
Yeah, and I've seen it several times since then, not just that interview, but other ones where he came out during his speeches and at the White House, his press conference, says, we aren't going anywhere until they get everyone out.
Yeah, I guess, is that just something you just say?
It's something that we said and did until now.
Until now, exactly. So maybe they think, well, we'll just say this and we'll move on and then we can get past this news cycle. But you know what? This news cycle, Captain, I'm going to bring the phrase back. This is going to circle back like you never believe. People are not going to forget this too soon.
Now, the FAA yesterday told all of the aircraft carriers, the commercial carriers,
right,
no flying over Afghanistan.
And that's good advice.
The only planes that'll be flying over Afghanistan will be U.S. military.
Yep. Well, of course, because we know, I mean, number one, they have a number of American equipment that was left behind. But at the same time, too, we've also seen very, very bad things happen, especially where commercial airliners are concerned in a volatile part of the world.
Well, we'll be doing spy flights, I'm sure, you know, overflights with the spy planes, as well as the satellites. But as far as any commercial planes, they said avoid Afghanistan.
Yeah, at all costs, because, again, it, whether it be a mistake or deliberate, it's not worth it.
Yeah. So we do have flights that go into Pakistan, so now we're going to have to take the long way around.
The long way around, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, well, I guess it is what it is. All right, now, the other thing is that Tucker Carlson is really going after Biden, really going after Biden. And I guess we'll have to do that when we come back, because Biden doubled down yesterday, Tucker doubled out, and he says our leaders will apologize for Afghanistan. Well, somebody needs to do something. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm going to have my pal Mike Gallagher take us to break. By the way, he and I are going to be in the same place on September the 23rd. Tell you more about that in a little while.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden addressed the nation on Tuesday after the final withdrawal from Afghanistan. Speaking from the White House, the president said he took responsibility for the decision to pull out American military forces and said that he was working within the agreement his administration was handed.
My predecessor had made a deal with the Taliban. When I came into office, we faced a deadline, May 1. The Taliban onslaught was coming. We faced one of two choices: follow the agreement of the previous administration and extend it to have, or extend, to have more time for people to get out, or send in thousands of more troops and escalate the war. To those asking for a third decade of war in Afghanistan, I ask, what is the vital national interest?
This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, Kyle, I will. This portion of the program brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell. You know, that's Mr. MyPillow over at MyPillow.com. Now, let me tell you about Mike Lindell and what he's up to. He's got a page where on his homepage at MyPillow.com, you click on this logo link that's there. It's a big logo. It says Radio Listener Specials. You click on that, it opens up another page, and you're going to get 18 to 20 items of MyPillow products. You're going to see some insanely low prices and really deep, huge discounts on a lot of stuff. Now, you'll be able to buy it, but you got to have a product code, a promo code. And the promo code is CAPTAIN to do it. CAPTAIN. Okay? So go to MyPillow.com, go to the Radio Listener Specials tab, click on it. You're going to see all the different products there. Use the promo code CAPTAIN. And then if you really want to call and talk to a live person, you can do that too. Call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. That's the real number for the real person, and the promo code is always CAPTAIN, MyPillow.com. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, not to be outdone, but you're ordering the Giza sheets, right?
That's right. Yeah, they're on their way.
And I've got the sheets and the MyPillow mattress extender there, and I've also got the comforter and the sheets and the pillow, and I'm telling you, it's really, really, really made sleeping comfortable again.
Well, no, that's great. Well, I mean, the number of products that are there, and especially with the promo code and the deep discounts, I mean, you just can't lose with that.
Yeah. Now, I want to remind everybody that on the 23rd of September, you can come to our event, the Small Business Job Creators Network, Bring Small Businesses Back Tour, is coming to Tampa, and we're going to have just a whale of a time that night because we're going to have our governor there, Ron DeSantis. He's going to kick things off by doing a speech about what's going on in Florida. Now, you can join me because I'll be doing the Pledge of Allegiance. You can also join Mike Gallagher. You can also join Larry Elder, who might be here, Kyle, as your governor-elect in California.
Well, you know, Captain, he's really doing well in these polls. He seems to be pretty out front, and I think it's getting more and more desperate. I just saw a Bernie Sanders commercial earlier here in California.
Wonderful.
Begging people to please vote no.
That's a key word, begging. And then we're going to have our own Rebecca Walser. She's a Fox business analyst. She's also one of our local people here in Tampa. And Alfredo Ortiz, who's going to be, or who is, the Job Creators Network president and CEO. And it's going to be a very good time. Bill Bunkley will be the moderator for the panel and their discussion. Now, we're going to have a VIP reception that will start at 5:30. Main event starts at 7. And this is all going to be over at the Hyatt, Grand Hyatt, which is over there on the other side of the Tampa airport, on the west side of the Tampa airport, right there along the water on Tampa Bay. So it's the big high-rise that's there, the Grand Hyatt, Tampa Bay. And all you got to do to get tickets is go to theanswertampa.com, theanswertampa.com. And we'd welcome people from all over the country to come to this event because we've already got people coming from as far away as Dallas, Texas.
Oh, wow. Very cool.
Yep. Found out about that yesterday. All right. Well, back into the mix. And we talked about the FAA. Let's talk about the CDC and their panel. They now back full approval for Pfizer, the BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine, for all the kids over the age of 16.
Well, that's right. Very interesting. So, again, this seems to be moving along, but I think one of the real questions, at least I think for parents of younger children, is going to be when is that going to be advised and how are they going to feel about it at that time?
You think?
Yeah. Well. Again, exactly. And so we're looking at these different hospitalizations. We're looking at those who are coming down with the virus other than the breakthrough, so-called breakthrough infections. But a lot of the people, most unfortunately, they haven't been vaccinated. They are the ones who we're seeing, going into the hospitals with this.
Okay. Now, we also found something out yesterday about this moratorium, eviction, the household of the eviction moratorium.
Right.
About 750,000 households now face eviction in 2021 following the moratorium ban. This comes from Goldman Sachs, by the way.
Well, that's right. And so we'll see, I think, perhaps an increased urgency in Congress to try to get something passed if they want to do that. But again, I think a lot of people, Captain, number one, I think they do understand about people who had hard times during the pandemic and all the closures. But at the same time, I think they're also concerned about the fact that people are losing the properties that
the landlords are being foreclosed on themselves.
Exactly. Because they are being told by the government, you cannot evict someone. The people, in some cases, not every case, but some people have taken advantage of that to say, I don't have to pay my rent or any longer. The funds that were supposed to be used for paying the rent and making the landlords whole, the distribution of that has been very, very light, shall we say. So it's you don't want to create another problem. Think you're solving one problem, but create another huge problem. And so again, it's just a bad thing all around. But yes, 750,000 households could ultimately be evicted. But even so, Captain, if there was something going on where somebody would try to make some kind of accommodation or deal with their landlord, well, they might avoid that.
Okay, we've got a question here from our pal Quinn in Kansas City, Missouri. And hello, Quinn, and thanks for listening to the program, and thanks for chiming in. Question number one, he says, Captain, Biden has said Al-Qaeda is decimated. Is that true?
No.
They popped up again in Afghanistan.
Well, right.
Because they never left.
Right. Well, this is the big controversy when Joe Biden said, you know, Al-Qaeda's gone. It's gone. And then his own cabinet people and defense people would say, well, no, that's not really exactly true. And
they're not as big as they were, but they're still there.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
And so was it this Al-Qaeda ISIS has popped up again as ISIS-K, and they're just as ruthless, if not more so, than the old bunch.
Yeah, precisely. Precisely. So I think, and this is a terrible prediction, but I think that as time goes by and there are safe havens in places like Afghanistan, it's going to start growing again in terms of terrorist groups that will be able to train or plan or simply be able to continue to exist with the notion that they want to do something to America.
And then he's got a second question. It says, Joe Biden rejected all criticism yesterday, and he turned around and once again blamed Trump. When is he going to tell the truth? Well, I don't think he's ever going to tell the truth.
Yeah, unfortunately, we'll be waiting a very long time.
Yeah, cold day in hell?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, but again, this was not a speech where he, he even accepted a little bit of responsibility, but simply tried to, again, put it all on us. We just don't understand what he's doing, and we still want a war there and all this kind of stuff, and nothing could be further from the truth.
Well, they want a war there, but it's not us that wants it. It's the Democrats that want it because it's the military-industrial complex, which is made up predominantly of the Democrats.
Well, right. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how this all sort of plays out here, even in the near term. But the American people, they understand, and he didn't have to come and try to convince us, well, we got Osama bin Laden, and we shouldn't have stayed there, and this kind of thing. He doesn't have to convince us that getting our people out of Afghanistan was the right maneuver. It was, again, the chaos, the fact that he's leaving people behind enemy lines. He pulled out the military before the people, or, you know, the civilians could get out, or others, or the Americans. And also, how about thousands and thousands of our Afghan partners that are now literally being killed?
Yeah. How about this one? Joe Biden is set to meet with the Ukrainian leader in his first post-Afghanistan exit test. How about that? Ukraine, remember? What does Ukraine mean?
Go back to UK, to Ukraine. I wonder, the first question will be, how's Hunter doing?
Yeah, how's Hunter doing?
Yeah. And where's Hunter?
Got any job openings for Hunter?
Right. I
haven't seen Hunter lately.
Nope. Where's Hunter?
Well, I guess the same place Campbell is.
Right.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back with more.
You've found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnight. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty, we'll be right back, folks. That was Jeff in Sarasota. I'll be right back.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
And with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty, that's Don and Donna up there in Carrollton, Georgia, doing that for us. Thank you very much. CowboyLogic.us is their website. Go over there, check it out, and see what they're all about. Also, when you see the star coach, big-time Prevost coaches that come in, bringing in the movie stars and the country western singers and the rock and roll singers, that's Don's bus company. He has a bunch of coaches, and that's what he does. Now, this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway Byway Report, brought to you by our friends up at the Pilot and Flying J truck stops. And don't forget, Pilot and Flying J, they're the place where you can go and join the driver's club and get points for the fuel that you buy, by whatever food you get in the restaurant, and whatever supplies you buy in the trucker store. Adds up pretty quick. Next thing you know, you're going to be able to get a big-time discount on the food and the stuff that you need out of the trucker store. So, we're going to get going here. I got another Toby Keith night started out here, so we're going to get Toby Keith going right now.
living off the man. Steady hands and a clean soul. It breaks his heart seeing foreign cars filled with fuel that isn't ours. And wearing cotton we didn't grow. She's got the red.
Goodness, Toby Keith, Made in America. What can you say about that one, Kyle?
No, that's really good.
Yeah, and Toby Keith, he'll get it done every time you give him a chance to. And what a great patriot he is. And of course, somebody said to me in an email, again, one of those threatening emails.
Yeah.
Well, what are you doing playing all the patriotic music? You need that to give you good your guts and something like some stupid comment like that.
Oh, wow.
And I don't even answer that stuff. But anyway, here we go.
Yep.
As the remnants of Ida move into the Northeast, where there's going to be some flooding today, a part of the U.S., that is, potentially life-threatening flash flooding is possible through Wednesday and early Thursday across portions of the middle Atlantic states to southern New England. In addition, there will be a threat of tornadoes in the middle Atlantic on Wednesday. Also, a threat of flash flooding will also exist across the southwestern part of the U.S. as moisture from the remnants of Nora remained out that way. Take it away, Kyle.
All right, Captain. We're watching tonight, of course, these flash flood watches that are going on in western New Mexico, also parts of western Colorado as well, coming across I-70, Glenwood Springs, as you head towards Utah. If you're also in the southern part of Colorado, Telluride, we've got a flash flood watch in that area as well. This dips down into Santa Fe, down towards Albuquerque, New Mexico, Gallup, Las Cruces. They look like they're getting intermittent rain here in the, as we go through the nighttime hours. Over in Phoenix, they definitely have a flash flood watch going on. It looks like in Phoenix, we're looking at light rain, cloudy conditions right now, and the light rain conditions on Tuesday and Wednesday. So be very careful in that area. And also here in Southern California, it's the misty realm of Orange County. We're getting just a little light rain in the Southern California area right now. But that's all part of this monsoonal moisture system that's coming through. We still have, some high pressure, though, over the American Southwest. Now, the fires that are burning up near South Lake Tahoe, this is very, very important. This is in the area, again, of South Lake Tahoe. This is just going to be south of Myers, where we have Highway 50, also Highway 89, where you've got the Caldor Fire. Also, you've got the Tamarack Fire in that same area. Over 59,000 people, Captain, have been evacuated from South Lake Tahoe. This fire is moving very, very quickly. They literally threw everything at it. It continued on. They've got high winds. That's going to be the number one problem. Some gusts up to 50 miles an hour. So if you're in that area, please be aware of that. Even try to avoid it if you can. Air quality alert over all of Wyoming tonight, by the way.
Okay, well, we're going to start out in Oklahoma, the eastern half of Oklahoma, up and down I-35 all the way down to Dallas and Fort Worth. You've got a high heat advisory there. You've also got apparently some flooding going on there with some thunderstorms down there around the Metroplex of Dallas. But the problem that we're going to have right now is going to be over in the New Orleans area again, where especially outside of New Orleans in the rural sections of New Orleans, you have got all kinds of flooding. Now, the outside areas just outside the city bared the brunt of the water when the storm turned around and did what it did with Lake Pontchartrain. Areas like Slidell and to the west of New Orleans and the north of New Orleans still inundated with flooding. A lot of flooding going on in there right up to the Mississippi line. Now, also, the rain tonight is on the, let's see, the mountainous areas of South Carolina, North Carolina. We have tornado watches right now in the mountainous and central areas of Virginia to the west and north of Richmond, going right up I-81 pretty much is the line up towards the Maryland line. And then over in West Virginia, we've got rain tonight. The southeastern and central eastern portions of Ohio also rain and flood watches and warnings through there. Across most of the lower half of Pennsylvania, down below I-80, until you get over towards I-81, and then it goes up towards Scranton, goes across I-84, goes over into Connecticut and southern New York, and across Massachusetts over towards Boston, going to be a lot of rain and a lot of possible flooding, flash flooding all through there down into New Jersey, down into Long Island. So be advised, it's going to be a wet day through there today, Kyle. And I'll tell you what, people need to be on their toes. And again, turn around, don't drown is the rule.
That's exactly right, because again, a car or even a big truck or a fire truck, as the captain's pointed out, that can float away in some 6 inches of water.
Yeah, we had a fire truck actually move. We were fully loaded with water, 6 inches of water. We had a chock sitting there. The darn truck started to go off the road, and the driver caught it quick enough. He wasn't that far away from the truck. He caught it quick enough and threw it into gear and backed up out of the way, and that ended that.
Wow.
Otherwise, we would have had a $150,000 fire truck down the drink.
No kidding. Yeah.
It's kind of tough to explain that one.
Well, exactly, yeah.
Yeah. And then we're going to have some wind along the Gulf today, all the way from Gulfport, Mississippi, all the way over to Mobile, and all the way to Pensacola, and all the way over to Big Bend. We're going to have some windy conditions along the Gulf today, so be advised of that. Okay, going to go take a break. When we come back from the break, more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. And there's some person here that's waiting to tell you on the radio, let's see here, what it is we're going to be doing next. So let's play this mystery voice, like as if nobody knows this one, right? Here we go.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.